Hi, it's Jeff Farley at the Otisville Mount Hope Presbyterian Church on our weekly podcast. Today's word from our weekly sermon. So this week, it's Sing Transformation from 1 Samuel chapter 2, verses 1 to 10. Hannah prayed, "You make me strong and happy, Lord. You rescued me. Now I can be glad and laugh at my enemies. No other God is like you. And with you, we are safer than on a high mountain. I can tell those proud people, stop your boasting. Nothing is hidden from the Lord, and he judges what we do. Our Lord, you break the bows of warriors, but you give strength to everyone who stumbles. People who once had plenty to eat must now hire themselves out for a piece of bread, but you give the hungry more than enough to eat. A woman did not have a child, and you gave her seven, but a woman who had many was left with none. You take away life and you give life. You send people down to the world of the dead and you bring them back again. Our Lord, you are the one who makes us rich or poor. You put some in high positions and bring disgrace on others. You lift the poor and homeless out of the garbage dump and give them places of honor in royal palaces. You set the world on foundations and they belong to you. You protect your loyal people, but everyone who is evil will die in darkness. We cannot win a victory by our own strength. Our Lord, those who attack you will be broken in pieces when you fight back with thunder from heaven. You will judge the whole earth and give power and strength to your chosen king." So how has the whining gone this past week? My goodness, I listened to myself this week and it was wonderfully revealing, because whining is easy, but you know what's easier? Praise, but you've got to think about it. And my go-to is to whine, unfortunately. Last week, I noted that whining is a great biblical tradition, so I don't feel bad about being whiny. Nonetheless, I'm pretty sure I can do better. It's kind of like that mantra several caring people have shared with me because of my knee replacement. Heel toe, heel toe. Focus. Just do it. Think about what you are doing and make the change. Whining has its place. It's honest, it's full of emotion, and the scripture shows a good bit of biblical greats whining. It's what comes next that really ought to thrill us. After whining comes the possibility of a really open conversation with God about what matters, and that can lead to praise. Pouring out your grief and sorrow to the Lord is part of a normal, faithful life. Not everything goes the way we think it should. Like, did you know that one of our folks here at church had a car accident this week, and another ended up in the ER for IV antibiotics, and one has had important surgery scheduled way too far down the calendar, and another lost a beloved pet? Sometimes life stinks, and as faithful people, we sometimes think we should just grin and bear it, or we think that since God has something else for us, that we shouldn't express our disappointment, our frustration, or our sadness. But honestly, what kind of intimate relationship would that be? Imagine your child not coming and telling you about their sadness, their feelings of disappointment. We want them to come to us and tell us so we can comfort them or teach them or challenge them or help them navigate their emotions. If you're scared or confused or hurt or sad, come and tell me, we say to them, because that's part of a parent-child relationship, helping them become mature and wise and compassionate. God is our heavenly parent. God wants a relationship with us that is honest and open. So singing tribulation, or whining as I call it, is really part of a healthy relationship. Just look at Hannah. In chapter 2 of 1 Samuel, we hear her words of celebration at the birth of her son Samuel. Her praise is effusive. She's delighted and sees all of this as God's amazing doing. She's so excited. And she's even ready to challenge others to praise the Lord and see all that the Lord can do. But this is a story with a history, because this is the very same Hannah from whom we hear some serious whining in chapter 1 of Samuel, all about her grief and misery. This is the same Hannah who went to the tabernacle, the precursor to the temple, and in an absolute tizzy, because she was barren, had no child, while her husband's other wife, conversation for another day, had several. And her barren condition was now a point of mockery, even though her husband seemed content with Hannah as she was. But Hannah was miserable and so went according to 1 Samuel 1, prayed to the Lord, weeping bitterly. And she made a vow, saying, Lord Almighty, if you will only look on your servant's misery and remember me and not forget your servant, but give her a son, then I will give him to the Lord for all the days of his life, and no razor will ever be used on his head. This, I think, is such a perfect example of singing tribulation, telling the story as you see it, going to mom and dad in tears and pouring out your heart, going to God and being straightforward, honest. You know as well as I do that when a child comes to you and tells you their tale of woe, it may not be an accurate understanding of what is happening. It may be greatly embellished. It may have elements that are simply not true. It may be a poor reading of the situation, or it might be spot on. It doesn't matter. We say, darling, just because you love somebody or something doesn't mean they are going to or have to love you back. Yes, you fell a long way and hit the ground hard and your head hurts, but no, it was not the tree's fault. We parents still listen. Even when the complaint is humorous or crazy, we still give hugs, we still delight in the child coming to us, and we kiss the boo-boos and give out bandages. We respond out of a relationship, out of love, as God did in Hannah's story. She had a child. Her dignity was restored, and her song of tribulation became a song of transformation and triumph, which is why we are reminded to keep coming with words of praise and thankfulness for sure, but also with words of petition and intercession, and even a good bit of whining. Why? Because God loves us. He loves to hear our voices. He loves our praise for sure, but he loves our whining too. Because it means we have a relationship and one that is growing and strong and blessed. So lift your voices, friends, and God will bring you comfort. Amen. Thanks so much for joining us for this particular episode of this podcast. Thank you.